Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Thank you. Yes, I am, and you should be too if you're not. And if you're not, you're not human. You have no soul. You have no beating heart. You have no blood in your veins. You have formaldehyde in your veins. You're a corpse. You're dead. You're nothing but a has-been, a former human being. We are witnessing the greatest assault on our nation that we have ever seen in the previous three centuries, ladies and gentlemen. We are under all-out assault, and the reason is because we have declenched. We have sold out our heritage for a mess of pottage. We have abandoned the faith of our fathers. And let me tell you something, too, in addition to that. The enemy is here. He's in the government. He is the government. He is in Washington. He's in New York. He's in London, Paris, Tel Aviv. He's all in these capitals, all over these capitals. Ladies and gentlemen, they are directing the destruction of your nation. You used to laugh at me, huh? You used to say, oh, there he goes again, like Ronald Reagan used to say, telling another whopper, making all this stuff. Making all of this stuff. Making up all of this stuff, huh? Making all of it up. Making all of it up. Come on, keep saying it. You'll believe it. Keep saying it over and over. He's just fudging it. He's just fantasizing. He's just dealing with delusion. We ain't going to see these things happen in our lifetime. George Bush is the greatest thing since the prophet Amos. He's a wonderful man. Look at all the good he's been doing. Fighting terrorists, killing people, mowing them down like dogs, torturing people, Americans, non-Americans, everybody. Look at all the good things he's been doing for you. And then we have this phony confession. That is so obviously phony, it isn't even funny, by Mr. Khalil Sheikh Mohammed, the so-called mastermind of 9/11, in solitary confinement, in CIA-run prisons where he was tortured mentally and physically, motorboated. Wouldn't you like to do that to George Bush? Wouldn't you like to do that to Dick Cheney? Well, I know it's tough to say, but you know the temptation is there, ladies and gentlemen, for people of righteous character to want to see them get judged, as they will be, by their own hands. They shall be their own executioners on Judgment Day. They are not deceiving the man upstairs. They're not kidding anyone but themselves. And that is going to be proven someday when the judgment day comes and hits them like a tornado comes out of nowhere and just hits and sucks up everything in its path. That is a minute, small, tiny, microscopic example of what judgment day will be like for them, for all of us who do not obey the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and them that know not God on that day of judgment. Oof! What a horrible day. Hey, that day will come. And thy kingdom will come too. And I will come back in just 3 minutes and have more chitty-chatty for you. Can't take calls tonight, but we will tomorrow. Right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of talk radio, sounding the alarm. Be right back.
You got headaches?
Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
All righty, we're back now, ladies and gentlemen. And let me just give you a sample of what took place just yesterday in the General Assembly in Rhode Island from the pages of the Providence Journal, the so-called Provida Urinal, as we like to call it. And the story starts out by a Karen Lee Ziner, we call her Karen Lee Zionist, staff writer, who says a local talk show host, and that's not me, but a local talk show host, Helen Glover, said she couldn't hold back on the topic of illegal immigration as she took the microphone, not at her studio, but at the House Labor Committee hearing last night. Glover, one of dozens of speakers, said she favored a bill to curb illegals by requiring employers to electronically verify the citizenship status of all new hires over the Internet. She noted that most of the callers to her show are begging their elected officials to do something on this issue. The federal government is dropping the ball here, she said, and we are a land of laws, and I am angered that we even have to go through this at a time when there is a state budget deficit. We need to make sure there is employment for the people who are legally here. The bill was sponsored by State Representative John Bryan, who would mandate employers in Rhode Island to use what is informally known as the Basic Pilot Program, which allows them to determine through a government internet database whether a new employee is authorized to work in the United States. Ryan's bill is one of about two dozen measures that have been introduced in the General Assembly here so far this session. Approximately two dozen of this type of legislation, pro and con, have been introduced. So many people crowded the hallway outside the hearing room, 201, that the hearing was moved across the hallway into the House lounge, and impassioned speeches on both sides frequently referred to an immigration raid on a New Bedford, Massachusetts factory last week. Brian said he is trying to reflect his constituents' wishes to do something about illegal immigration because the federal government is failing us. I am not a racist. I am not a xenophobe. Merely taking the wishes of the people of my district and trying to carry them forward. He said the basic pilot program is easy. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. It requires just an internet connection. He said the verification cannot be used retroactively and cannot be used during the hiring process to screen employees. Its goal is to ensure the workforce is a legal workforce going forward. That's it. The point of the bill is that if you're going to come to work in the state of Rhode Island, you must do so legally. Amy Vitale, program coordinator for the Rhode Island affiliate of the Communist Leftist Union, said the ACLU strongly opposes this bill, in part because of the reported inaccuracy of the government database upon which the program depends. Talk about a curveball, huh? Those inaccuracies include out-of-date information on immigration status, such as name changes through marriage or spelling issues, she said. Representative Joseph S. Almeida in Providence said he feels that the bill and others introduced this session on the illegal immigration issue are an anti-immigration bill aimed at all immigrants, whether legal or illegal. Interrupting Almeida, Committee Chairman Representative Arthur J. Corvese, Democrat from North Providence, said it is an anti-illegal legislation. Almeida referred to last week's raid on the Michael Bianco Incorporated plant, in which more than 300 people were detained for being in the country illegally, as nothing more than a show of strength by the federal government. Can you imagine? What's wrong with a show of strength? If the show of strength is indeed lawfully exercised power, what's wrong with it? If it's unlawfully exercised, that's a different matter. But that's not what Mr. Almeida has to say here. He says, while the United States supposedly welcomes the tired and the poor, now we're sending them all back. Where's the compassion? Representative Grace Diaz, a Democrat of Providence, expressed her opposition, arguing that the mandate would place a financial burden on small businesses she represents in her areas. If you go to the barbershops on Broad Street, she said, you'll find they don't have a computer. They don't have a computer, therefore they can't register. Therefore, they can't enter into the databases. It's already federal law to require employees to check employees. It is not necessary for the state of Rhode Island to implement this program. Senator Harold Metz, who's a Bible thumper, a black preacher, argued against the bill, saying that this anti-illegal ban has come to mean anti-immigration, period. Met said that when he received hate-filled messages and emails last year on the subject of illegal immigrants, quote, I wrote that last time I checked, we are all made in God's image. Quote, I hope we can find a compromise on the bill. Terry Gorman, executive director of Rhode Islanders for Immigration Law Enforcement, presented a petition in favor of the bill that he said had been signed by 75 people. Can you imagine that? 75 people out of a state of a million. 75 people sign a petition. Where are all the good people? Where are all the taxpayers, all of the middle-class, hard-working slaves and slobs? He says illegal aliens are having a tremendous negative effect on our state's economy. Gorman claimed that 40,000 Guatemalans and 26,000 Dominicans are living in the state illegally, most of whom are employed in creating a drain on the system. Well, how do you like that, ladies and gentlemen? How do you like that? That is absolutely true, if anything, an understatement. An understatement. And then we have the committee chairman, Covasi, asking someone to tone down their speech. And that included Charles Proserno, whom I know, who, of course, is one of our old supporters here. And he says, quote, "I don't want them here. I don't need their business," said Proserno of illegals. "I don't want them to make babies here in this country. Basically, my freedom is being taken away drop by drop." How do you like that? So, here in the state of Rogues, Rogue Island, a little tiny little state with a very tiny mentality and a very tiny brain, we're debating this policy of whether or not we should punish the people who are paying for those who are breaking the laws, the illegals, or we should punish the illegals. This is a debate. This is a debate now in the year 2007. There's no need for this debate, ladies and gentlemen. There is no reason to debate this issue. When it comes to immigration and how to reform immigration and whether it's fair to begin with, that's another question. Immigration policy is another issue altogether. We're talking here about law enforcement. That's all we're talking about. We're talking here about people who are coming into the country, working here illegally, breaking down the system, taking the system for all it's worth. And the system really needs to be totally dismantled. The welfare system, the social safety net system, all of these systems that attract people here in the first place. Because that's what really attracts them. Socialism. Socialism is what brings about the destruction of a nation from within. And that's why for years we were laughed at when we said, hey, men like Howard Kirchner said it way before me. The old economist who wrote the book, Dividing the Wealth, Are You Getting Your Share? Henry Hazlitt, and all of these others like von Mises and others who talked about the free market and freedom versus collectivism. When you insure something, you get more of it. You insure health care, you get more need for health insurance. When you interfere with the market and you provide social services for the, quote, needy, unquote, then the process continues and the need gets greater until finally you've taken from the haves and given to the have-nots to the nth degree, which means a collapse of the system. We were laughed at. We were pilloried. We were insulted. We were cast upon. And now, ladies and gentlemen, to borrow an old phrase from the lexicon, the chickens have come home to roost. In every state now of this once proud nation, we are witnessing the decay from within. The revolution, the insects, the parasites, the evils codified and exemplified by the ACLU and the Southern Poverty Law Center and MoDeS and the various and sundry Zionist organizations that want to bring about our destruction. Now we are seeing them reap what they have sown, and we, having allowed them to get away with it, now must also reap the bitter fruit. How poetic. How poetic for a nation that has abandoned God, the Father in heaven, for the God of the state, the New World Order. The state has now become our God, and under the secularist, humanistic, socialistic experimentation, we are now captives of our own creation. We'll be back with more Rick Adams exclusively here on RBNLive.com, the Republic Broadcast Network. There's no other place like it. Uncensored Radio Free America continues with the Radio Avenger.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
So that's a little sample of what's going on in a little state like my state. And I, of course, did not attend the hearing. I will not even lower myself to, again, enter into the bowels, if you will, of the General Assembly in this state. I used to do that up until 1995, and I finally had enough. I had enough of people like Jack Reed, who is now a United States Senator from this state, who was a chairman of a committee, who banged the gavel down on me when I spoke, and I told him in so many words that I was not the slave. He was the slave, and I was the master. And he had no right, absolutely no right, to shut me down when I was speaking diligently about matters of freedom before that once august body, the General Assembly. But do you think Jack Reed, that vile, degenerate, evil, ungodly, and unconscionable individual whose only concern was the feathering of his own nest and the continued massaging of his ego? Do you think he gave a darn? Absolutely not. His concern was with his elation and elevation to the United States Senate which he did attain for life, for 100 years at least, following in the footsteps of Senator Claiborne Smell, Appel, who, of course, likewise, became a total basket case in the waning days of his tenure in Washington. Now, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, whether it's a Jack Reed or a man in a wheelchair named, what is his name anyway, Representative what? I've already forgot. Oh, Langevin, James Langevin. Or a child Kennedy, Patrick Kennedy, or the other clown who was just elected to replace Chafee, Mr. Whitehouse, Outhouse we call him. It doesn't matter. These four individuals are absolute riffraff, flotsam and jetsam. And I've said it to them. I will tell it to them to their face, ladies and gentlemen, mincing no words or verbiage. I've had it with their total and complete lack of respect for the people who are forced to pay the bill for their highfalutin socialistic endeavors. I have had it. I am not going to sit back idly any longer and kindly refer to them as our leaders, quote unquote, because they are not. They are our enemies. Our enemies. They have taken an oath to uphold the Constitution, and they have broken it as they have taken it. Absolutely. Did you hear me? Absolutely. No doubt about it. All of them. And you need to do the same in your communities, your states. Don't take no for an answer. Don't take no for an answer. Get on the phones and get there with in-person visitations to their offices, and you let them know that you are not going to put up with their treason any longer. And if you work for the government and you're listening right now, as I know you are, and you're a Secret Service agent or an IRS agent or some other despot in the government, and you're looking forward to your pension, and you think you are going to collect that pension, you are dead wrong. You are never going to see that. You are never going to see that day come when you're going to be rewarded. You are never going to see that day come. The day of judgment and the sword of Damocles will fall upon your head first before you collect that pension by serving the state. The new SS here in America today. Tax collectors, tax agents, KGB agents calling themselves Secret Service, FBI, CIA, torturing, using dope and drugs, MK Ultra, and you call yourselves Americans. You know who you are. You know who I am. I'm looking you right square in the face, in that ugly spiritual face that you have. I'm looking at you right now with the power of the Almighty, and you know you cannot escape. You cannot escape the day of judgment. That day will come upon you just as it came upon Sodom, just as it came upon Gomorrah, just as it came on ancient Israel, just as it came on all creation, ladies and gentlemen, and in Noah's days, upon that ungodly generation. Miscegenation, treason, treachery, selling out for dirty, filthy lucre and the pleasures of the flesh. Well, now we read a coalition of housing groups and advocates for the poor have warned just today of a growing mortgage tsunami affecting millions of Americans as fears rose that rising defaults could bring about the end. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, to continue with, we were talking about all of this last night with Bob Chapman on the program, and he was talking about the latest developments in the concern over the so-called subprime mortgages given to buyers with poor credit histories. That was done during the last housing boom of the past few years. Well, now the housing prices are, quote, stabilizing or falling in many markets. Many of those mortgage holders are defaulting, saddling the lenders with crippling losses, which is what we were talking about. Now, who speaks out? Who comes to the rescue? You got it. Alan Greenspan, former Fed chairman. He said there is a risk that, guess what, the rising defaults could spill over into other economic sectors. My goodness. Wow. He must have been listening to Bob Chapman. Wow, he must have been listening to Rick Adams last night. I'm sure he was. Where would he know such things? Where? Can you imagine making such a profound statement as that? Who knows? Pretty soon he may even say the R word, recession. Huh? And now, of course, Congress going to get into the act with tougher home loan standards? when are we going to cut the baloney and get right to the heart of the matter, the key to the communist, Marxist, globalist destruction of our country? The key to this whole system of, yes, of Babylon, is the Federal Reserve Act and the Federal Reserve System. Must be repealed. Ought to have been repealed right from the beginning. When Lindbergh, who was a great neutrality advocate in war, turned around, and you remember father and son, and the father said, now after this act is consummated, we will have engineered depressions and recessions. The Federal Reserve Act. When is Congress going to put the brakes on the Federal Reserve? They wouldn't dare. They don't have the guts or the honest or the intestinal fortitude. You know what happened to Chairman Gonzalez from Texas. You know what happened to Chairman Gonzalez of the Banking Committee in the House when he tried to do that and investigate the Fed. Several attempts were made on his life. He was warned, back off, or the next one won't be a near miss, or the next attempt won't be allowed as a warning, but as a fatality. He backed off. There's nothing greater than the urge for survival, is there? So Greenspan was speaking to the Futures Industry Association in Florida just today. And he said it was hard to find any such evidence, quote-unquote, about spillover from stressed mortgages yet. But he said you can't take 10% out of mortgage originations without some impact. Can you believe that? And Mr. Merrill Lynch warned that housing prices could tumble 10% this year and raise the risk of recession unless the Fed cuts interest rates to cushion the fall in economic growth. Oh, my. And then we have none pearl of wisdom. No, not Pearl Bailey. No, not the pearls of the gospel, but Hillary Rodham Clinton. Yes, coming out and telling us that lenders should be required to clearly explain the terms of mortgages to borrowers, particularly for loans in which the rate can soar after the first few years. Now, this is the heroine of the loan debacle. Can you believe this? Hillary Clinton and the Arkansas Savings and Loans and the whole scandal of the 1980s. Can you believe this? Talking about giving us full information and facts. Her, of all people? My gosh. Will wonders ever cease? Well, Greenspan said it. He said the downturn in U.S. housing markets appeared to stem more from high housing prices than from a decline in mortgage quality, but said he was not downplaying the problems in the so-called subprime loan. No. No, he said he's well aware of them. And, of course, you know, that's why we have this Federal Reserve System, to protect us from these fluctuations and gyrations in the marketplace. Yes, indeed. So, ladies and gentlemen, they want tsunami insurance, economic tsunami insurance. That's what they're asking. More government to help us. To help us. That's right. Now we're being told that Al-Qaeda is more decentralized, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely. And at the same time, we're being told that the situation in Iraq is getting better. or worse, depending on your point of view. Freddie Mac is sounding the alarm about the housing crisis, which is really nothing more than a reflection of the economic crisis, right? Am I getting through out there, ladies and gentlemen? Yes, I am. Amen. We're trying to jolt you and cajole you into action. Make no mistake about it. The day of reckoning now is coming upon us like a thief in the night. And you know what happens when a thief comes in the middle of the night, don't you? Hey, you're caught unprepared. You're caught off guard. And he takes all of the things that you hold near and dear to your little bosom, including your bosom. Well, I'm not being facetious. I'm not trying to be facetious. I'm trying to make all of the listenership understand just how dire the situation is. Roberts has just said in his recent column, the future now has caught up with us. How do you like that? Our fate has been sealed. We have met the enemy and he is here. He is us. That's right. Paul Craig Roberts. Now, he writes in his most recent column, John Derbyshire is the sole remaining adult writing for National Review, the magazine. In a recent issue, he noted that Aldous Huxley's novel, Brave New World, first published in 1932, now reads like contemporary news. Huxley's fearsome predictions of a 26th century would have all come true 6 centuries early. In vitro fertilization, genetically modified crops, stem cell research, promiscuous recreational sex, the demise of marriage and families, and the epidemic use of prescription and illegal drugs to escape from anxiety, frustration, and disappointment. Alas, Franz Kafka's novel, The Trial, published in 25. That's 1925. And George Orwell's novel, 1984, published in 1949, also have been turned into period pieces by the practices of the Bush regime. The Trial is the model for Bush regime's military tribunals, which permit execution on the basis of hearsay, secret evidence, unknown to the defendant, or confession extracted by torture. Ah, didn't we just hear about that today? From the architect of 9/11? The so-called master planner? For the past 5 years, George Bush's regime has held people in secret prisons without warrants, charges, or access to an attorney. Most detainees have been tortured and abused. Bush's real-world victims suffer more from disorientation and hopelessness than Kafka's character, Joseph K. In Orwell's 1984, people are subjected to relentless spying, a state of alleged state of war is used to maintain total control over everyone. Lies have been replaced. Indeed, lies have replaced the truth. And the media serves as propagandists for the Ministry of Truth. The meaning of words such as freedom have been perverted. The attitude of 1984's all-powerful government is, you are with us or against us. Remember that phrase? Remember that barren phrase? In these United States, each member elected to the House and Senate takes an oath to uphold the Constitution, as does the President and Vice President. Yet the Bush regime drafted and Congress passed the Military Commissions Act, a constitutional monstrosity that denies the protection of law to everyone. Everyone declared without evidence by the executive branch to be a suspected terrorist or enemy combatant. And he goes on from there. I don't have to continue, do I, Lynn? I mean, this is the truth. The fact is, this is the end of America. The unitary executive theory is a way to turn the U.S. president into Big Brother. Already Bush is replacing Congress as the arbiter of law and the judiciary as the arbiter of rights. The media enable his usurpation, and the people distracted by war and terrorism have their various forms of soma. Amazing but true, three novels of the early 20th century predicted present day, what? Rome? Nope. Present day Italy? Nope. Present day France? Nope. Present day America. That's right. From March 12th, 2007. Paul Craig Roberts. Oh, man. And he knows whereof he speaks. And he was there, right in the heartland. Right there in the land of Satan, the district of criminals, Washington, D.C. Now, how do you like that, ladies and gentlemen? You see how we speak here on Uncensored Radio Free America? Where are you going to find anyone in the bought and paid for prostitute press to speak as I am speaking tonight, to tell it the way it is, to exposing the evils that are going on in our midst with your acceptance and your permission? And now this man, Admiral Fallon, who's there in Iraq, the man that's coalescing with our red Chinese enemies, flying in planes with them, having a ball, he says he'll pick a fight with Iran if that's what makes his bosses, the neocons, happy. How's that? Admiral William Fallon, George Bush's new commander of military forces in the Middle East. He's looking for an incident that would excuse a U.S. attack on Iran. Sounds like the Northwood documents, doesn't it, huh? Yeah. It would be mighty convenient if we had an attack, and if we could precipitate an attack on the island of Cuba, wouldn't it? Well, let's just substitute Iran for Cuba. Sound familiar? It sure does. The neocons have not gone away. They're still running this corrupt government in Washington. Journalist George Packer's book, The Assassin's Gate, America and Iraq, concludes that men like Feith and Wormser, he says the security of Israel was the prime mover of this evil war on Iraq. Just like the security of the New World Order and the Soviet butchers was the prime mover for the war against Hitler's Germany. Roosevelt lied us into war through the back door. And now, once again, we see the same typical strategy used over and over again, ladies and gentlemen, to the nth degree. Because as Harry Hopkins, Soviet agent who helped orchestrate World War II, said, "The people are too damn dumb to understand." What a bold admission, huh? But even an evil broken clock is right twice a day. And there's an example for you. I'd like to give the number, but you can't dial in tonight, as you know. Lord willing, tomorrow all will be well and all will be up and running. You say a little prayer tonight. And we'll hope and pray that indeed that is what happens. Imagine a network, talk radio network, without callers. Well, you know I can talk forever. I can talk for 50, 60 years without even stopping. As you know. Because I got a big mouth, as Jackie Gleason would say. And that's fine. I don't mind. But I enjoy hearing from you. So, tomorrow night, we'll be doing it all over again, I hope. And we're still working on our ex-Illuminati man. Will he appear, or will he wait until it's safe to come on the show? All right, we'll be back with a final wrap-up in just 3 minutes from now. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Oh, boy. I'm down to my final 4.5 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Can you believe it? Oh, tomorrow night, I think I've got to have open time to get your feedback. You listen, boy. Those of you who listened tonight, will be back tomorrow night and in full force, in rage, full rage at the things that we brought up tonight on the program. And I can't wait. I cannot wait to get your viewpoint, ladies and gentlemen. We are being surrounded on all fronts by everything from the economic tsunamis to the debacle of Iraq and Iran, Mexican invading America, and yes, indeed, hate speech legislation, the David Ray Hate Crimes Prevention Act, introduced by your representative, Sheila Jackson Lee, Democrat from Texas. Well, isn't she a sweetheart? She's obeying her master and licking his boots. Blatantly unconstitutional legislation, so what else is new? Bibles are hate literature. Preaching from them is hate speech. We must punish hate, says the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. And that's what they aim to do. Punish freedom. Destroy freedom. And they talked about Adolf. My goodness. This is ridiculous. This is absolutely absurd. As Ted Pike has so documentably said, this is indeed an assault on your freedom and directly against Christ. As John Clark said tonight from the groups of immigrationcontrol.com, Americans for Immigration Control in particular, the goal is Christ and Christians. The goal is to destroy the American family. Boy, you're seeing that now. I'm telling you. There ain't no kidding around anymore. So the name of the game is the New World Order. That is not just a military thing. It is not just a conquest of freedom by economics. It is a total meltdown of all the glue that holds America together, that holds our peoples together. The North American Union is just the tip of the iceberg, ladies and gentlemen. That is the pimple on the face of Satan. And the pimple needs to be squashed. Needs to be squashed squishy. No doubt about it. And that will be done one way or another. But it will be done. The final conquest, the final victory belongs to Jesus and not to Satan. So that's what we have to look forward to, ladies and gentlemen. It's been an exciting program tonight, actually, even though I've monologued for a while now. I've enjoyed every bit of it. I really have enjoyed speaking to you and hope that you have copied the program tonight. Share it with your friends. We will be back, Lord willing, tomorrow evening, same time, right here at the same network, rbnlive.com, the Republic Broadcasting Network, with more fascinating talk. Don't miss it for the world. Tomorrow night, Friday night edition of Uncensored Radio Free America, with yours truly, Radio Avenger Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, saying good night and God be with you.
You got headache?